Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. On Capitol Hill, congressional negotiators say they have had a breakthrough in talks for a new coronavirus relief aid. As NPR's Claudia Grisales reports, the talks had been stalled for days.
The Capitol's attending physician says members of Congress can now receive the vaccine as part of requirements to ensure continuity of government operations. Pelosi was the first congressional leader to share that she'd gotten the vaccine, and she's urging her colleagues to do so as well. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell announced soon after he had also received the vaccine, and House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy said he would be getting his soon. The vaccine could bring more certainty that Congress will continue to function in the coming weeks. So far, about 50 members have tested positive or were presumed so this year, which has disrupted work on Capitol Hill. Claudia Grisales, NPR News, Washington.
A massive cyber breach across the U.S. government is causing concerns on Capitol Hill, despite President Trump dismissing the extent of the damage. As NPR's Joel Rose reports, senators on both sides of the aisle say the U.S. has to respond.
Senator Mark Warner, the top Democrat on the Senate Intelligence Committee, said on ABC's This Week that the hack could still be going on.
The adversary came away with a big, big haul. It will take us literally weeks to ferret this out, and then potentially months to remediate.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has said it looks like the cyber attack was mounted by Russia. But President Trump yesterday challenged that conclusion and says it may have been China. Republican Senator Mitt Romney told NBC's Meet the Press there is little doubt that Russia is behind it.
I think we've come to recognize that the president has a blind spot when it comes to Russia.
Both senators said that the United States must respond to the incident. Joel Rose, NPR News, Washington.
France says it will suspend all travel to and from Britain after London and parts of southeast England were put under lockdown due to the rapid spread of a new strain of the coronavirus. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports France is just the latest country to take action.
Several countries are restricting travel after British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said an infectious mutation of the COVID-19 virus is circulating in the United Kingdom. Following an Emergency Defense Council meeting on Sunday afternoon, the French government announced that all rail and air travel to and from Britain will be suspended Sunday at midnight for at least 48 hours or until the EU makes a blanket decision. Johnson abruptly reversed earlier promises to allow the British people to circulate more freely and enjoy Christmas. The Dutch health ministry said in a statement that the strain spreads more easily and faster and is more difficult to detect. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
And the Netherlands, Belgium, Australia, and Italy all say they will stop flights from the UK, too. You're listening to NPR News. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, along with many state and local health officials, are warning people against holiday travel. From member station WAER, Chris Bolt reports that AAA estimates tens of millions of Americans will still be going on Christmastime trips.
With news on how travel is contributing to the spike in coronavirus cases nationally, AAA expects road trips to dip 25%, with air travel off 60% from last year. AAA Western New York spokesperson Elizabeth Carey says that means 84 million people will still travel.
We are not encouraging people to travel. However, we know that people will choose to travel. So for those who do choose to, we want to make sure they're informed and they're also prepared.
They recommend wiping down surfaces in planes, buses, or trains, wearing masks, and hand sanitizing often. They also advise knowing local testing and quarantine rules, both before and after holiday trips. For NPR News, I'm Chris Bolt in Syracuse.
This as the TSA reports more than 1 million people pass through security checkpoints this weekend. The average U.S. price of regular gray gas jumped 4 cents a gallon over the past 2 weeks to $2.26. The price of the gallon is on the rise, up 4 cents over the past 2 weeks. The Lundberg survey says the rise is due because of crude oil prices going up. The price, though, is 35 cents less than it was a year ago. The highest average price is $3.34 a gallon in San Francisco, the lowest $1.81 in Houston. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News.